right now on VFN TV. Today's the first day of our 12 days of Christmas. So we'll be talking about what's going on in Christmas. We'll be also talking about The Shack, the movie that's coming out. It was a book. It's becoming a movie. It's so exciting. It's a very profound revelation. And Sister Diana, she's going to take us from Congress to the refugee camps back to Mosul, modern day Nineveh, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
I say it is time for us to come together as one united people. It's a movement comprised of Americans from all races, religions, backgrounds, and beliefs, who want and expect our government to serve the people, and serve the people it will. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
President-elect Trump, my friend, congratulations on being elected President of the United States of America. You are a great friend of Israel. Israel is grateful for the broad support it enjoys among the American people. And I'm confident that the two of us, working closely together, will bring the great alliance between our two countries to even greater heights.
I had a chance to talk to President-elect Trump last night to congratulate him on winning the election. And I had a chance to invite him to come to the White House. Everybody is sad when their side loses an election. We're not Democrats first. We're not Republicans first. We are Americans first. So I have instructed my team and work as hard as we can to make sure that this is a successful transition for the president-elect.
I congratulated Donald Trump and offered to work with him on behalf of our country. Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead. Our constitutional democracy enshrines the peaceful transfer of power.
That when his hand comes off the Bible, when he's sworn in as president, we are hitting the ground running.
Do you feel optimistic about America right now?
100%.
A divided America?
100%.
Why?
This is a fantastic country. There's never been anything like it. This system will produce more and more stuff and better stuff.
If President-elect Trump believes that he should be talking about what black Americans have to gain, let's give him a shot. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt and see if we can find common ground. And I think that's the best interest of African Americans.
And I think the church has got to wake up and realize this, that the culture is being changed by persons who are dedicated to redefining the First Amendment freedom of religion as freedom of worship. You can keep your views within the four walls of your sanctuary, but do not bring them out into the public square. And that is straight on the issue that we're facing in this culture.
Those of us that come together, it's just like Psalm 133 says, there's a mighty, mighty anointing when the unity of the Spirit is present among the brothers. And we cannot do this apart from one another. I mean, this is our greatest hope. And while we're active in the processes, we've got to understand that the greatest need to America is the next great awakening. We've got to become involved in activism. We got to get off the bench, man.
Maybe we need a new vocabulary for speaking to the American people and the body of Christ that is neither left nor right, but uniquely biblical and American. We as a body of Christ have bought into the left-right paradigm, and we automatically lop off half the population when we talk that way, because it breaks my heart that members of the body of Christ seem to find in many instances their primary identity in their race, in their skin color.
I think it is one of the tragedies of our nation, one of the shameful tragedies, that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is one of the most segregated hours, if not the most segregated hours in Christian America, if not the most segregated hours in Christian America.
Nobody can fix America but the church. I believe that God is looking to raise up Martin Luther King Jr.'s with his mantle to heal the racial problem, but they're not going to just be black people. I believe in this generation they're going to be whites, they're going to be Hispanics, that God puts his hands on, and because they're Christians, they're going to live, that they see Christianity as their primary identifier.
There is an uprising coming. There is an uprising coming. Do not hold your peace from this day forward for the next 5 months. You will hear peace, peace, but there is no peace. The Lord says the sword of heaven is coming to liberate the ground.
Now you got races blaming each other. You got police blaming the people blaming the police. You got parents blaming children, children blaming parents. When are we going to seek his face? When are we going to turn?
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest. Jezebel will not leave on her own accord, but I, the Lord, will cause her to fall from her tower of power. Even as of late, you have wondered if anything could unseat her from her evil purposes. Her victims are many. She has come to her final chapter. I, the Lord, will not tolerate her subversive activities any longer. Deliverance has finally come.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment for the first day of 12 Days of Christmas is Steve Kalaszewski. Well, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas season as everybody tries to do so many different things. We're just remembering the reason for the season. We'll remember all of our different aspects of society. As a matter of fact, I remember this one particular scene where they're fighting back in World War I, but all of a sudden we found out we were the same when they began to sing Silent Night. As a matter of fact, take a look.
My name is Jim.
My name is Otto.
Pleased to meet you, Otto.
Freut mich.
Rose, she's called.
Schön, Hannah. Schön.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas. Frohe Weihnachten.
We just want to wish a very, very Merry Christmas season to our U.S. military. We're so thankful for all of our soldiers who stood and stand on behalf of our nation. You know, 1% of our nation fights in the military to be able to defend the other 99%. So we're thankful to all of our branches, the ones that have already served and are here, the veterans. We're thankful also and grateful this Christmas season for the ones that are in the field, the boats out there and the water and the ships and the Navy and the Coast Guard and the Army and the Marines, the soldiers that are everywhere. We just want to say thank you for your service. And we just hope you have a wonderful Merry Christmas this Christmas season from VFN TV. Join us after the break. We're going to be talking about The Shack, the movie The Shack that's coming. I'm so excited about this. It's a very powerful book. But now it's coming out, and McGraw, as a matter of fact, we'll talk more about that. The one that played on Blindside is in this movie. You're going to be so blessed by it. Join us after the break.
Baby shaking in the snowball fights. Hot chocolate made it all right.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Jesus himself said, apart from abiding in him, that we can accomplish nothing? So many people want to be able to do that, but you know what? They don't have a plan to do it. We put together a simple plan for you, and it's at iabide.org. It's iabide.org. Go there and request your plan today. It is amazing how your life will change when you begin to spend time with him who created the universe. He's been desiring that you would do that. It's at iabide.org. Request your simple plan today.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area that will focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Well, I know Christmas is a time to remember, and all my memories are wrapped up in you.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas this Christmas season. I want to encourage you to get the new album from New Song, The Best Christmas Ever. Some of the things, the little samples that you're hearing right there.
It puts you in the right mood, doesn't it?
Just
reminds you what the whole season's all about.
We have a lot to celebrate. If you missed our previous program, and God has answered so many prayers.
Yes.
He's done so many awesome things.
He
we almost have to soak it in for it seemed for so long that these things weren't happening, and we've been praying for years, actually, you know, thousands of hours even this year, a lot of people in the community. And God just answered with this, you know, magnanimously, He answered in a powerful, powerful way. And so there's so much to celebrate. This is the birth of Emmanuel, God with us.
Yes.
You know, that's an awesome thing.
Well, it's important, too, because a lot of times some people can be thinking about this season, all of a sudden just kind of be inundated with all the tasks and the things that need to be happening, and just kind of, you know, put on some good Christmas music, have some, you know, the tinsel, the memories, the traditions, and just kind of remind yourself the joy of just celebrating why this season is so special.
Yeah, but understand, outside of the Lord coming to us, you know, and being born as He was born, you know, of God and of Mary, you know, being all God, all man, walking on this earth, we were lost. We were, it's peace on earth, goodwill to man. Unto us a child is born, and forever the government will be on His shoulders. Mm-hmm. No matter what all these kings of the earth are doing, our King, King Jesus, His kingdom is forever, and He rules forever. That's why three wise men came to lay down gold and all, you know, frankincense and myrrh to be able to, this child, because it's Emmanuel, God with us. And so I want to encourage you this Christmas season, you know, stay focused for 12 days of Christmas with us, because we're going to keep you in the Christmas mood, and we're very excited about it. And one thing I want to talk about today is The Shack, the movie that's coming out. It's a very powerful movie, and it's originally, you see the book behind me here, that it's a allegory book, I guess you would call it. But as you're reading it, you're going like, I want this to be so true. Mm. And the reality is, it is true, but they're telling you in an allegory form of what the church is really supposed to be like. It is so powerful. And you're thinking first, you know, when people turn a book to a movie, you're thinking, oh, they're, you know, they're just going to be, they're going to cheese it up. Man, well, I can tell you about the trailer. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you the trailer of this movie. It's come out in March. But we're going to make sure, what you want to do is you want to fill the theaters in your area. And we'll tell you after this trailer right here that you can see it, called The Shack, that, I mean, if you watch this movie, and you can read this book prior to even in the movie coming out, and it'll just encourage you in God and what God's called us. I mean, God loves you. God's with you. It's for us just to realize, even in difficult times. As a matter of fact, let's take a look. This is called The Shack. Let's take a look.
We gotta go.
Do you think the princess should have a red dress like mine?
Red it is.
Where's Missy?
Missy!
Where's Missy? Sorry, Mac, they haven't seen her.
Missy! Missy!
I was scared. I didn't know what to do.
Possible suspect sighting. Ground team's found the truck in the mountains.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Phillips.
You want some help over there?
I'm okay.
I'll have some dinner tonight.
Maybe next time.
I'm so sorry.
We've lost so much already. I don't want to lose you too.
The letter showed up in my mailbox. With no tracks in the snow.
You're not thinking about going back there, are you?
I gotta do something.
You know this isn't a good idea.
It's crazy, but this is all I got.
Got a fire going inside if you want to warm up.
Mackenzie Allen Phillips.
I've been looking forward to this.
Do I know you?
Not very well, but we can work on that.
He's still having a hard time believing this is real.
Why did you bring her here?
There's no easy answer that'll take your pain away.
Where were you when I needed you?
I never left you. I never left this.
Ain't it just like a tear to go and blow?
You want me to forgive him? I want him to hurt like he hurt me.
You want the promise of a pain-free life? There isn't one. Yeah, when the pain,
you can do this. I can't.
Not on your own, you can.
This is your flying lesson.
Exciting for this coming out. Yes. Focus. I want to encourage you. We're going to make it available to you, information available to you at VFNTV.com. But understand that you want to fill these theaters, because if you're a pastor and you want your church to have a reboot in their perspective of God and the goodness of God and the dimensions of God, the writer of this book did such an excellent job. And then you're looking at the quality of actors that are here, and I could feel. When Pat and I watched this, I thought he said it wrinkled him. And I'm like, well, we knew that already. Yes. But he said it wrecked him. And that's it. For Pat, that means it's a good thing.
That's a powerful thing.
It just wrecked him emotionally, you know?
Well, I've been thinking about, I remember reading that book, and I can think about sharing that book with people that you're, as you say, you might be a pastor. You might be trying to share somebody the gospel and tell them, what Jesus Christ has done in your life. Invite them to this movie. Take them, you want to go out to lunch? Let's go see a movie. And just, it's powerful. It's so powerful.
Well, and that too, that there's a way that you can actually go to their website and commit to say, we're going to promote it. And you're going to hear us on VFN TV all over the United States. But also, you can promote it and say, I want to be able to fill the theater in my area. Mm. This is what we've been wanting. We talk about, seven spheres of culture. One of those spheres of culture we call them mountains, is the arts and entertainment mountain. It's like, if we want quality, anointed, excellent, unoffensive entertainment when it comes out, we have to go support that. But despite all that, this is just going to bless your socks off. You want to go watch and see The Shack, and you have time between now and March to read the book. It's not going to mess it up. You read the book, it's just going to bring more dimensions to that. But as a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're going to be going with Sister Diana as she takes us from testifying. Mm-hmm. She came all the way from Mosul, which is the modern-day Nineveh, where ISIS was coming in and attacking the city. And she reported before Congress and what was taking place. And then we're going to go to the camps with Miranda, right?
With Sister Momika.
Well, the young refugee child, Miranda, where she's actually in the camps because of being ran out. Miriam ran out of the Mosul and losing her home and all, and hear her perspective. But the exciting thing is, and then we're going to be able to let Sister Diana take us back to Nineveh, take us back to Mosul, because it was just freed up from ISIS. But it is pretty devastated there, but many prayers have been answered. But first, this offer for you. Know this, that not only when you partner with us, that we'll have this offer for you, but know this, we have the green room for you. The green room is special treats and things that we just give just for you, for our partners. We also have specials available for you that's there. And we have like many, many teachings, prophetic teachings to encourage you. We got so many things to say thank you for you standing with us to make a difference in this world. Here's an offer for you. Did you know it's our partners that help keep us on the air? We have a gift for you, for your partnership of any amount. It's offer 2020. It's entitled The Extra Mile. It's not conditional. There is something about the American culture that no one wants to be told what to do. Yet, we're told in Romans 12:2 that we're not to conform to this culture that we live in. What does that mean? It means that when Jesus tells us, a soldier that asks us to carry his bag a mile, we're supposed to not only go a mile, but go 2 miles, we'll find out how to deal with the contradictions of this culture and understand a culture that says, I will carry your gear if you do this. I will do this if
when the reality is God's not concerned about this world or this kingdom, because we have a kingdom that's not of this world. You'll be greatly encouraged when you find out there's another kingdom that we're living for. And we have that for you. It's a gift of any amount so whatsoever. We have an offer for you. It's offer 2020. The title of it is The Extra Mile. Really, it's not conditional. You can partner by going to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. Or you can mail us at VFN TV, 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can even call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2020. Jesus told us to go the extra mile. It is not conditional. Thank you. God bless. Good? Good. It's hot. It's very humid in here.
Conversation Light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We didn't know who you were.
When it comes to my strength of will, he's really the only one I can totally, fully, completely trust.
Today on Focus on the Family Minute, Cynthia Tobias reflects on her own strong will.
It takes much more strength to surrender my will to the one who gave it to me, with the faith that he's going to consecrate it and give it back and use it in me, than it does to resist and to fight it and to take the wrong direction. You don't get to say, well, I'm strong-willed, so you just have to deal with it. Because if I really want to honor God with my strong will, then I go to the foot of the cross and I leave it there. And I say to God, nothing in my hands I bring, only to the cross I cling. That's where we talk about coming to the point of brokenness that says, my self-sufficiency gets completely turned over to him, so he becomes my sufficiency.
God can use your strong will if you let him. Hear more from Cynthia Tobias at familyminute.org.
And we want to encourage you today. Listen, right. The Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy. Mm-hmm. And although he is sharing with us and letting us know that, listen, judgment is upon us, if we repent, if we cry out to him, if we seek him and humble our ways and acknowledge, Lord, we have sinned before you, things can turn. Mm-hmm. Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire and that is our hope.
Right. And that's why it's so important to partner with us. Yeah. So we can continue to be that trumpet. That
absolutely. Absolutely. Partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page. And you'll be able to follow, has some hands around the torch. Mm-hmm. That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world, and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone. And when we have our ears attentive to his very word.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch lately, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com. And click on the VFN Torch in the menu there.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I just love Christmas, you know, focusing on the Lord and the birth of our Savior. Yeah. And I want to encourage you to get the new album, the new song put out, The Best Christmas Ever. You can find out the details at VFNTV.com or go to Amazon.com to be able to find it. Well, Sister Diana, remember when all this ISIS was being loosed because President Barack Obama suddenly pulled all of our forces, you know, because you fought there for us in the area as a Marine, and left all of our equipment behind, and then the ISIS took it over and began to use it. Well, that's when all of a sudden people, Christians, that were in the northern parts of Iraq were being killed. They were writing a letter for Nazarene on the doors and saying, you got to kill the people in here. And Sister Diana was one of those people, and she was loving on people for years there. And the church has been probably one of the oldest areas of the church in the world. But know this, that she testified before Congress, and it was like Congress at that time couldn't have a mindset. But she puts it there. As a matter of fact, let's go there now. This is Sister Diana before Congress testifying about what's taking place in Mosul, which is really modern-day Nineveh. You remember Jonah, where Jonah went to Nineveh, God sent him to Nineveh? Well, that's what she's talking about and where she lives. Take a look.
Do you think that the ISIS targeting of minority communities and areas has primarily been due to strategic opportunity just because you're there and it's easy, you're vulnerable? Or is there something more deliberate? I mean, would you articulate if it's one or the other or a combination of the two?
As I mentioned earlier, Mr. Congressman, that it was quite shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes, left with nothing at all. I myself, only with my habit and my purse, which I was lucky I had my passport in it. Most of my sisters and most people left with no documents, nothing. So it started with Nineveh plane, and it was gradually. So if it was deliberately or not, I can't say that. But all what I know now, we were driven out of our homes within a couple hours. That was it, without any warning.
So tragic, you know. And it's like Congress, like, hello, you know, we're being killed, crucified, our homes being taken. The letter in Nazarene is being put over the houses, and if which means a Christian lives there.
In hours.
To kill them, to enslave them, to kill the men. They literally, some of the reports are that they looked at the boys, and if the boys had any hair under their arm, they would say they're at a certain level of maturity, they would kill those particular boys. They would take the girls and sell them into sex slavery. As their wives, they'd force them into marriage. And it was just tragic. And look at our Congress just so passive talking. And she's saying, listen, she also said this, and we have this for you available in the VFN tour. She said, I don't understand about America because America treats their pets, their animals better than we treat people. Because it's just tragic what took on. As a matter of fact, let's go to Miriam. Now, Miriam's her house. She was ran out of her city there as well. She was in a refugee camp. She lost her home. She lost everything. And remember, is when our current leadership or past leadership, President Barack Obama, pulled out after, you know, I don't know this or not, but, you know, Steve is a Marine, and he was there fighting for us. And
we were there for, our forces were there for over a decade.
And
we just,
and all of a sudden,
pulled out.
Everything
and
that
literally left all, many American equipment to just be snapped.
People
out.
Gave their lives for that.
Yeah.
And pulled out.
Generation.
Yeah, pulled out. And that's where all this came in. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear the perspective from a young girl named Miriam in the refugee camp as she's being interviewed. She's in the camp because she was ran out just like Sister Diana was, who was testifying before Congress. Let's take a look.
During our visit to this camp, we were surprised to find this girl who said that she watched our program. Her name is Miriam. How are you doing, Miriam?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. You really watch our program?
Yes.
You like Sat7 Kids?
Yes.
Where are you from? Are you two from Kirikosh?
Yes, I'm from Kirikosh.
You're 10 years old, aren't you?
I am.
How long have you been in this camp?
4 months.
What's the thing that you miss most from Kirikosh that you don't have here?
We used to have a house and we're entertained, whereas here we're not. But thank God, God provides for us.
What do you mean God provides for you?
God loves us and wouldn't let ISIS kill us.
You know how much God loves you, don't you?
Yes, God loves us all. Not just me, God loves everybody.
Do you also think God loves those who harmed you or not?
He loves them, but he doesn't love Satan.
What are your feelings towards those who drove you out of your home and caused you hardships?
I won't do anything to them. I will only ask God to forgive them.
And can you two forgive them?
Yes.
Well, that's very hard, or is it easy, to forgive those who made you suffer?
I won't kill them. Why kill them? I'm just sad they drove us out of our homes. Why did they do that?
You used to love your school in Karakosh, didn't you?
Yes, I was the first of my class always.
You also have friends from school?
Yes.
Are they here with you, or is none of them here?
There are, but I don't know where.
Maybe some of them are watching Sat7 Kids on TV now. What would you like to tell them?
I used to have a friend before I came here. Her name was Sandra. We used to spend the whole day together. All day at school we were together. Even though we didn't live close by, we loved each other a lot. If any of us wronged to the other, we used to forgive each other. Sometimes we used to play and wrong to each other, but we used to forgive one another. We used to love each other. Now I only wish to see her.
Do you know where she is?
No, I don't know where she is.
If Sandra's watching us now, I'm sure she's sending you her greetings. And I'm sure she loves you, Miriam.
She loves me a lot. And I love her too, and wish to see her one day.
For sure. And I wish that she would be with you on the day that you meet Sandra.
Hopefully.
What does that mean?
I hope we get to go back home, and she goes back home. So we can meet again.
I hope you go back to a home that's better than your first home.
If God so wants. Not what we want, but God, because he knows.
Don't you sometimes feel sad? Do you feel Jesus had forsaken you, for example?
No, sometimes I cry because we left our home in Karakosh, but I'm not angry at God because we left Karakosh. I thank him because he provided for us. Even if we're suffering here, he provides for us.
You taught me so many things.
Thank you. You taught me things too.
What did I teach you?
You taught me... You didn't teach me. I mean, you felt for me. You felt for me. I had some feelings, and I wanted people to know how I feel. The children here.
Do you know that Jesus will never forsake you?
He will never forsake me. If you're a true believer, he will never forsake you.
Do you remember a song that you used to sing and talk to Jesus through it, or don't you remember anything at all?
I know some songs.
Would you like to sing to me the song that you like the most? Just a short song that you can sing to us? What do you think?
There's a song.
Yeah.
That's so powerful. You know, she and all those men and women and children in that refugee camp came from Sister Diana's area when ISIS was loosed and empowered by so many people. One of the ones was leaving that military equipment behind, and they began just to kill and take and maim, and these kids saw tragic things. But listen to this young Christian girl in her heart. I mean, you know, that we need to be able to love like she loves.
Yeah.
She lost everything. She lost her friends. She lost her home. She's lost all these things. And she's going, you know, but you touched my heart because you felt me. You came in, you know, she says, you know, you felt for me.
Empathy.
Empathy. It's exactly it. You know, and she was willing to forgive ISIS, and what ISIS is to her and everyone is a human being that's fallen for a false religion, that's following a false, you know, belief system that says you hurt people, you know, imprison people, kill people, you know, and when people like that, which really, when you think about terrorism, that's who Saul was before he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. I mean, he was terrorizing the church, and he was having them stoned, and he was having them put in prison. He had a letter in his hand from authorities to be able to, you know, destroy the church, but he ran into Jesus.
That's right.
You know, he ran into Jesus. And he just understood. He was serving his perception of God, but he met God, and he shifted his whole life. And she has the right perspective about forgiving. Well, listen, Mosul now, the modern day Nineveh that Sister Diana was talking about, when we get back from this break, she is going to take us back to Mosul because the fighters have come in and they've freed up Mosul after all these years from ISIS, but the whole city is damaged. But we're going to allow Sister Diana to be able to take us back to Nineveh after this break.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm going to get to know you better.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This Christmas fire.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish His purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to
probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
It was almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We want to wish all of our viewers and listeners a very Merry Christmas this season, just remembering what it is all about and who it's all about. And if you haven't got the brand new album by New Song, The Best Christmas Ever, it'll just cheer you up. It's a brand new release. And Christmas Shoes is a very powerful song. It just melts your heart. And as a matter of fact, they wrote the song at the last moment. And those are normally the best ones. And it just took off all over the place. And it just melts your heart. But let's go right straight to Nineveh. This is Nineveh. This is Sister Diana, who was testifying in the earlier part of the program before Congress about how ISIS has attacked her community. But now she's going to take us back to Nineveh, to Mosul, and show us the devastation that's taken place. But notice one thing, ISIS is gone. But look at the devastation left behind. Let's go there now.
CBN News joined Sister Diana, a Dominican nun, and her team to show us what ISIS did to their city. We first visited her home church, the Immaculate Conception Cathedral.
This is considered the largest church for us in the Middle East. We do all our worship in here. I would say my parents got married here. We have our first communion here. And we used to worship every single day during our feast days, Christmas, Easter.
From the ceiling to the floor to the altar, ISIS left its mark.
What we were told is they gathered so many of these benches, they put it inside in the middle here and burned them. So the church was burning for days. They have took the host and throw it on the ground. So they are against every Christian symbol, against everything, actually. You know, wherever you see there's a cross, they took it down. If you see here, we have the altar. There were crosses in there. So wherever you see the damage, they try to do as much as they have in their power to say, you Christians, stop, live here. This is not your land. I mean, it makes me speechless.
In the remains, Sister Diana found charred pages from a New Testament.
The letter to John, chapter 4 and 5. Because he's the one who came to save us with water and blood. It says, I do not follow evil, but follow everyone who does goodness, because he's from God. Whoever done evil would not see God.
This is the courtyard of the Immaculate Conception Church. When ISIS was here, they used it as a training ground. For example, you can see the courtyard littered with bullets. At the far end, they used it for target practice. Over here is the convent. And they brought thousands of books out of the convent, brought them here into the center of the courtyard, and they burned them. All that's left is this pile of ashes.
This is what we honor, and it has turned into ashes. Those are our books.
ISIS used the church courtyard to train killers.
You see this, they were training their
target practice.
All this, it was a target practice, if you can see, especially this area. And pray. Imagine how many people they have trained to kill.
On the street, we witnessed devastation, some of it caused by coalition airstrikes targeting ISIS.
What you see here, those were houses. The matter of fact, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 houses that has been destroyed, behind have been destroyed. Those houses belongs to families, families who worked so hard.
This family lost their home, money, and 3-year-old daughter, who ISIS stole from her mother's lap.
We lost everything. Their house has been put down. She lost her daughter. I mean, she said, what? Everything we own, we lost it. These roads used to be so busy, people very active. You know, mm-hmm. These are all markets. Yeah. And, you know, you see, it's empty.
Throughout the town, ISIS left behind writing on the wall.
ISIS left graffiti all over Karakosh. This one says that ISIS will crush or squish all the unbelievers. And this one says that the Islamic State will expand with Allah's permission.
This wall said, we destroyed your crosses. We beheaded you, you infidels. Yeah. Throughout the city, ISIS destroyed or burned Christian houses of worship. They especially damaged or destroyed crosses. They even pillaged Christian graves.
ISIS not only destroyed the homes of the living, they also desecrated the final resting place of the dead. Here, they destroyed some of these memorial plaques and even opened the graves so they could loot any valuables they could find off the corpses.
Sister Diana says the devastation would be overwhelming without faith in God.
They destroyed everything dear to us, but we tell them they could not destroy our will, our faith, our strength. They could destroy material things, but what it lives is the eternal things.
Sister Diana prays the townspeople will return, but says they need assurance.
Number one is the security. If I don't feel secure, you know, I won't be able to stay here. If a father, a mother won't feel secure, they won't send their children to school.
After we liberate Karakosh, we hold the ground.
The town now sits under the control of a Christian-based militia. But Mafouk Sata says they need more help.
People, they need to come back, but they need to feel safe. They need force on the ground. They need, international protection. And that's will be good, like a guarantee that will never happen again.
It's really scary to think that if something really big doesn't happen, ISIS could be successful in trying to destroy this community. It isn't without hope, but people need help here.
People, if they want to rebuild and return to their homes, they're going to need help. They are broke already. They are homeless already. They are living in a place, it's not their homeland. This is our homeland.
Sister Diana fears too many Christian families may be discouraged and leave the area. She believes the Christians of northern Iraq are its salt and light.
That's what the gospel says, and that's what we try to be. We carry the message of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we are going to be faithful to Him. No matter what they do, they can't defeat God. And the glory of this church and this town is coming back. Sooner or later, God has promised us for a better life, and you know what? We're going to look for that promise.
In the meantime, Sister Diana asks for prayer that their faith will remain strong as residents of Karakosh trickle back to see their homes, their church, and to worship. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Karakosh, northern Iraq.
Sister Diana, amazing woman, testifying before Congress, coming back to help rebuild the area and the community. And it's so much better to build there than all of a sudden this migration of people. That's how we help them. We help them build where they are and have their homes back. And next time, defend them instead of just walking off like that happened. So we just want to keep them in our prayers. But listen, we want to say Merry Christmas to the farmers out there that grow our food. Did you know that 2% of America grows the food for 98%? We want to say Merry Christmas to our farmers out there. Take a look.
And on the 8th day, God looked down on His planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
We want to say Merry Christmas to all of the American farmers that make our groceries and our food possible. Thank you and Merry Christmas to you. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for Sister Diana, and we thank you, Lord, for Miriam and all the church that got free from this persecution, Lord, how you freed them. We pray, Lord, that you'd restore their city, restore their homes, Father God, that Nineveh has turned, God, and I pray that you would begin to rebuild them a stronger, God. And I pray even for our military that lay down their lives for this and lay down their strength and their energy. You restore their families, restore them, God, and that they would have a blessed, renewed Christmas, God. And we ask you, Lord, for America, that you would end abortion, send revival. God, send a third grade awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.